If you are in the eye of the storm, East Coasters are preparing for Hurricane Sandy, Jennifer Horn. And that's not something that's to be taken lightly. I'm looking at maps and pictures of all of this. It has captured the national imagination more even than the political race. However, if you go west of the divide, i.e. west of the Mississippi, people are saying, huh, what's this all about?
What I thought was funny about our 24-hour news cycle is I was watching a little bit yesterday, and, you know, they're preparing for a storm. Which we can't. You're right. You can't take it lightly.
It means nothing
storm
to you on the California side of things.
But, you know, I have my friends, you know, everybody's out on the East Coast.
My friends and you on the East Coast.
No, I mean my friends.
I know,
one of my friends.
Yes,
and I am. You know, so I'm watching to see how everybody's impacted. But I thought it was really cute because they go, well, let's see how this is going to impact the presidential race.
Right.
Like, they're
exactly
just crazy.
Yeah, let's see if we can create.
Why don't we just
wait
till next Tuesday when everybody can go vote?
You know what? Here are the two sides of that. The two sides or the two things that are impacted are those who are voting absentee and getting their ballots to the right place, and those who are in states like Virginia that are notoriously bad for fixing things electronically after the storms. There have been time after time in Virginia, West Virginia, places like that, where there have been big storms. And the people in the power companies take forever. There have been congressional investigations, state DPU investigations. These people don't care. They're immune. They're monopolies. They'll do it when they feel like it. They don't care. So is it going to impact the presidential race? It will if the storm that blows through actually from New Jersey, New York, New Jersey down to Washington, and then a belt that goes inland 150, 200 miles. Is there going to be an impact from this storm? Absolutely. Is there where I am up in New England? Nah. Today, what the expectation is this afternoon and this evening, we'll have some winds 35, 40 miles an hour. At times, we'll get an inch or two of rain, and that's it. Along the coast, they're going to get walloped. Connecticut, Rhode Island, Cape Cod, the islands, those areas. But if you go to New York City and down to Atlantic City, along the coast there in New Jersey, it's pretty wild. Even though the news media has been doing its usual best to scare the hell out of everybody, perhaps they did help people get ready, because it really does look like there could be, this is a weird story, because it's almost not even a hurricane. The winds are just barely there, but because there is a weird, freaky system of cold air moving across Canada that has a sucking effect. How do you like that? Pretty good, huh?
Nice sound effect.
Sound like Old Man Winter, do I?
No sense.
Right, yeah, that's our sound effect for. I used that when Ross Perot talked about all the jobs being sucked out of the country. How many years ago did he run? It was 1992, right?
So this is a vintage sound effect.
Right. It's been around for a while. Anyway, so the essence of the wind, the rain, yada, yada, maybe some heavy snow inland a bit, like in West Virginia. That could be Western Pennsylvania, stuff like that. But other than the news media making a big deal, it isn't like it was the first time this ever happened. Yet the governors of these states are making political hay out of it. Mayor Bloomberg ordered evacuations, and so schools are closed today. Now, there's no school where I am in Massachusetts. None! The civil defense
up there, too, huh?
Yeah, but there's not. It'll be windy and rainy here this afternoon, but there have been plenty. But they don't want to have the children in harm's way. If you're a parent, you agree with that. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. What's the right approach? Even the New York Stock Exchange is closed today.
But you can still do online trading. They were nice enough to prove that to us.
Really? Okay. All right. So anyway, is it much ado about nothing? If 50 or 60 million people are affected somehow or other, it's not much of do about nothing, but it still is. It isn't like you don't have these things happen. It's taking these things in stride, kind of. It reminds me a little bit of the San Francisco Giants doing what they did in the World Series. You can let it get you, or you can get it. The storm, yeah, you can let it get you, or you can be ready. One or the other. Same thing can be said. What great lessons there are in sports. Don't you think? As I'm sort of focusing on this game and what happened in four games, most everybody said San Francisco couldn't handle it. So what lesson to sort of underscore this for you, Jennifer, and for your friends, for your generation, for people in general, what lesson is there in the Giants beating Detroit in four games?
I'll tell you what. The only lesson I can think of, because as a Dodger fan, I cannot be happy about this win. But I thought Detroit would do better because they won quicker in their last series and they were rested. Uh-huh. The Giants, you get hot at the right time. They kept the momentum going. And so when you get momentum, you just keep riding it.
Yep.
That's obviously that's what happened. I mean, any team can beat any team on any given day. But these guys got hot at the right time and they had momentum at the right time. It's just like my Kings with the Stanley Cup. They weren't the best in hockey, but they got hot at the right time.
I'm also of the opinion that in circumstances like this, the lesson is for those who think you can't do it or it can't be done, it's not true. If you come to the game ready, willing, and able to win, and you have your mind made up, you've got your head wrapped around it, you can do anything you set your heart on. Any goal that you have, you want it, you work for it, you get it. I think that is the lesson of the Giants beating Detroit. They've showed up. They wanted it. They worked for it. They had the prize in store in their mind. And I think that's what you learn from that circumstance. Good luck. Congratulations to San Francisco. Anybody disagree with that? 800? Of course you're not going to disagree with it. And you know, but what the reason I'm saying that is because I think it certainly applies to our lives individually. If you have a big prize in mind, a big goal, and you're trying to achieve it, man, you give it your all. You just push and think and work, and I believe you'll have success. That's the way it is. 800-510-8255. You might apply that also for those of you who are trying to get yourself in shape before the holidays begin. And we actually have a lot of people overeating already for Halloween. And then there's Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. So you start at a disadvantage unless you have discovered Axia 30. Axia 30 is the new weight loss formula with ingredients that are clinically shown to cause an average weight loss of 30 pounds in 12 weeks. Far better. It's a far better way than starving yourself and allowing the weight to just come back. The best part of this Axia 30 is you never have to starve yourself at all. You eat what you're supposed to. For men, 1,850 calories a day. Women, 1,350. You still will lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks. Axia 30 means proven weight loss results. No nasty side effects, period, guaranteed, end of story. So, you'd like to try Axia 30. I've convinced you, right? Here's how you get it. 3 months worth of Axia 30, risk-free at 800-525-8345. Risk-free. You buy it, you try it. If it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Period. End of story. 800-525-8345. 90 days to see results. It's just a really great product. Lose weight. Keep it off. Axia 30. 800-525-8345.
After health reform passed, and I signed that legislation into law, the promises of partnership have gone unfulfilled in the past.
The last 4 years has been bad for America. The National Republican Trust PAC has created a series of videos that expose the Obama agenda. To see the videos and to find out what you can do to defeat Barack Obama, go to GOPTrust.com.
You didn't build that!
There's too much at stake to stay on the sidelines for this election. To find out what you can do, go to GOPTrust.com. The National Republican Trust PAC is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOPTrust.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Justin Timberlake, Jessica Biel, Kristen Stewart, Robert Pattinson, Sofia Vergara, all in Jennifer's sights conversationally. All right, so we've had the Hurricane Sandy. We've had the
Hurricane Giants.
Yeah, the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
We have not talked about what's going on in the swing states.
No.
Nine of them.
I know, lots of updates over the weekend.
Now, it's very interesting to see how this is going. That is the door-to-door scenes in these nine states where people who are supporters of both the candidates are meandering through neighborhoods and knocking on doors and asking if residents need an absentee ballot or a ride to the polls or answers to last-minute questions. That's a pretty interesting scam. If you provide, I sort of mean this lovingly, but it's really what happens. You're providing somebody a ride to the polls. You have the whole ride to convince them to vote.
Let me help you.
Yeah, to vote for your candidate. So the door-to-door business is how it all started. This past weekend, all around these states, there were people doing just that, knocking on doors, kind of the old way that politics was played. I know here when Scott Brown was running for the Senate in a tight race with a woman who is absolutely a four-flushing phony, if there ever was one. And so he's knocking on doors to her. He did that first when he ran a couple of years ago when Ted Kennedy died. And this lady, Elizabeth Warren, is running. You know, these people are trying to present themselves as nice, sweet, on both sides. Cool, calm, and collected. But the advertising created by their handlers is atrocious, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Just plain atrocious. Coming up, the National Popular Vote Bill. Do you know about that?
No.
If not, we're going to talk about it in the next half hour here of the morning irregular news here on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Halloween movies of all time. This is interesting. Scariest movie for women, The Exorcist. Women go The Exorcist, the scariest movie of all time. Scariest movie for men, The Notebook. The Notebook. I saw guys run out of the theater screaming. Eat, Pray, Love, a close second. Boy, I did the dumbest thing. You know, I feel so stupid even talking about this. I bought a Halloween pumpkin.
Yeah.
I let the salesman talk me into buying the extended warranty. It's so stupid. Like $49. I feel like an idiot now. It's got a 2-year.
Yeah.
Well, the National Retail Federation says a record $8 billion will be spent on Halloween this year. Ooh. And the Federal Election Committee says $2 billion will be spent on the presidential election. So it just goes to prove you can scare people with a lot less money.
Weather forecasters are now referring to Hurricane Sandy next week as Frankenstorm because it will fall on Halloween. Unfortunately, they don't have any more info on the storm because they spent the last 4 days coming up with Frankenstorm. What cool names we got. Hurricane Boo Boo? No.
Yeah. You mean Fallon and Jay Leno sounded horrible.
I know. Really maybe we've been hanging out together.
Yeah, right. Jennifer's a little under the weather as well, but I'm appreciative of her being here on Good Day, 25 after the hour. So do you want me to do some of this Justin Timberlake, Jessica Biel material?
Sure, let's do it together. Go ahead.
You can do it together?
Right. I'm ready.
I don't want your voice to be hurt too badly. Justin Timberlake apologizing for a video which apparently mocked homeless people, at least that's how it was interpreted. The Italian wedding that they spent $6.5 million on, he and Jessica mm-hmm. Biel, he called the video distasteful, explains that, contrary to reports, was not shown at the wedding and he had nothing to do with his creation. So what is the story, Jennifer?
Exactly. Like, where is this video? What did they use this video for, and exactly what was part of it? I'm sure at some point it'll be released on YouTube and we'll be able to see what the whole story is and how anybody even found out about it. But Justin said, "I'm deeply sorry to anyone who was offended by it. I was always taught that as people, no matter what your race, sex, or stature, we are equal." And he said that his friends are good people and that this was just a lapse in judgment.
But what is it? Nobody knows.
No one knows. We don't know.
So why apologize for something nobody knows about? It's kind of like the episode of The Good Wife last night where Chris Noth's character, who is the district attorney for the state of, maybe it's the county, Cook County. Anyway, he's running for governor, and some woman has stepped forward and said he had an affair with her, and he didn't, and so she's trying to torpedo him for whatever the reason. Who knows what the connections are? But the story would not have come out. There was a story that a newspaper had, and they weren't going to release it. That was the subtext of the story. But some blogger released it. And so is there any truth to it? Who knows? But as Jennifer is suggesting, nothing, nothing, nothing is protected. No privacy. You're going to be sure.
To even hear about a story, you're in trouble for it.
Jessica Biel, the new wife of Justin Timberlake, said she's going to change her name. A lot of times when people get married, like I wouldn't expect if I were ever married again, the person who was married to me would change your name. I mean, why would you do that? You lose your identity sometimes. I think women think that a lot. Megan felt that. My daughter, she said, would you change your name if you got married?
It depends. I mean, at this point, I don't know. It depends, I guess, on how I'm feeling at the time. I think hyphenating is a good option, but nothing really hyphenates well with Horn.
Yeah, I don't think right.
So I'm not sure.
Let's see. Horn Smith. No. All it does is it helps the children. I think hyphenated names are tough on children.
Yeah.
But I do think that as women, you know, what I think Megan and Matthew decided was that if they had a child, it would have his last name, make it easier.
Sure.
That wasn't it. But I think there is. So anyway, Jessica Biel, the point is, changed her name to Timberlake. She's no longer Jessica Biel now.
Well, professionally, she'll still be Jessica Biel, which is funny.
Really?
Yeah. Only personally will she be Timberlake.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It seems every other week there's a new automated kiosk at the airport. Not my favorite machines, by the way. And along comes another automated service that doesn't even require your presence. The latest trend with the airlines is to check you into your flight automatically. You don't have to sign online or go anywhere near a kiosk at the airport. Air France KLM started this a while back. You just check a box on booking your ticket with your seat preference and whether you want to receive your boarding pass by email or on your smartphone. Then between 24 and 30 hours before your flight, guess what? You automatically get the boarding pass sent to you. On United Airlines, when you check in for your outbound flight, you get the option for automatic check-in on the way back or for any remaining flight segments. And Southwest has automatic check-in if you purchase its early bird check-in, which also gets to a better boarding position. And on Southwest, that means better seats and access to those overhead bins. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Let's hope that today will be a good day for you. Monday, the 29th of October. Two more days, Jennifer, and it's curtains for this month, and we're into November and Thanksgiving and Christmas comes around the corner.
Santa's
and then we're
getting warmed up already.
Really? So then the end of the year, then we start with new beginnings in January.
Hip, hip. If we make it, because it's 2012, right. Don't forget.
Oh, right. 12,
you know,
12,
we have
12.
That to deal with.
Yeah. Gonzo, yeah. Could be all over. That's what some people thought on the coast of Canada over the weekend. Hawaii and Canada both reportedly avoiding damage. There was a 7.7 earthquake in western Canada, and it said, can you imagine the size of the tsunami waves? And they headed straight for Hawaii, but
yeah.
Even though there was a tsunami warning issued, residents seemed to have escaped the worst. There were three, in some cases, 7-foot waves, but nothing serious.
Can I ask you a question? Because I know you're a pretty smart guy.
Thank you.
Well, when I saw these tsunami warnings over the weekend, I started to think, gosh, you were just on a cruise ship in Alaska last month. What happens to people on cruise ships when tsunami warnings are issued?
Hold on tight!
Is that true? You just have to ride
no,
it out
I think,
and hope
no,
for the
they
best?
Try to, my knowledge is limited to the Poseidon Adventure, I think. It's hard to imagine how you would ride out a tsunami wave.
I don't think that you would.
I don't think you could.
You can turn into it somehow or other, but in the case of the wave that hit the, 7 years ago, was in the Philippines. Where was that big tsunami?
Not Thailand.
It was Thailand. No, it was Thailand. Yeah,
okay.
Right. My son went over and worked there for a couple of weeks after it was all over. They had 70-foot waves. So how do you escape? How does a ship, some of those really large cruise ships that aren't really, they're not ocean going because they hug the coast wherever they are. Those ships don't go out and cross the ocean. Ocean liners are like the QE2, that sort of thing, the old France, the U.S., you know, the Norway's, the United States. Those ships could handle a lot of cross Atlantic. They did the North Atlantic route, which is rough weather oftentimes. And they also tried, you know, they used them out in the Pacific. But you wouldn't see one of those great big ships that are, 12, 14 stories high now, the new cruisers. They just cruise around close. They go fairly close to shore. Unless I'm wrong, somebody can correct me.
Well, now, Evan just actually, our lovely producer Evan just spoke in my ear and said that CNN reported that if cruise ships are out in the open ocean, that it's not enough because all of the stuff that causes the waves of the tsunami, all of that hits the shore. So the energy is so spread out through the open water of the ocean that cruise ships don't even know usually if there's a tsunami coming. The only time it's bad is if the cruise ship is in port because that's obviously where the energy hits the land and causes the big waves.
So it's better to be out in the ocean.
That's according to our crack staff. Yes, indeed it is.
I'm not sure. I'd like to. I'd challenge that a little bit. But what do I know? As I said, basis of my knowledge comes from watching the Poseidon Adventure. So the situation in Honolulu, people were cautious there, but there was no real damage. Let's see, there was a minor earthquake in Southern California, too, yesterday, 3.9.
There were a bunch, actually. There were about three or four little ones here yesterday.
Yeah, well, in Los Angeles, West Hollywood, Santa Clarita.
Yeah, they were all scattered out. I didn't feel one of them, but around, I think it was in the morning hours, around 9 o'clock, people seemed to be feeling them all over the place.
The first waves that hit Hawaii were 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take? That's the thing that I find interesting. Apparently, I'm looking at a diagram of the quake area and how it spread down the fault, and that's how it happened to affect Los Angeles, because it went right down the coast until the L.A. basin, and then it cracked inland just a little bit. Did people leave their homes? I don't think so. Not for that. Anyway.
I don't know. I know I had a few friends in Hawaii who I know went for higher ground, but part of it, I think, was that they get excited about the tsunami warnings. I had a friend who moved from Hawaii to San Francisco, and she was talking about how upset she was that she missed the warnings because she liked, I guess, people hunker down and have parties waiting
really?
For them to come in. Yeah.
Isn't that sweet?
Isn't that funny?
No.
No, but it's, I guess, a chance for everybody to get together somewhere on top of a mountain.
It's party time! So Sofia Vergara is in the news today. Mm-hmm. Sofia Vergara, considered to be rather sexy by many men. Apparently there's a problem with some photos that were stolen from her fiancé. What do you suppose?
Yeah, this is a lesson to you girls. Never text photos of yourself to your boyfriend. You just never know what's going to happen because her fiancé, Nick Loeb, has a BlackBerry. And apparently this BlackBerry was hacked into and the photos were stolen from it.
How would somebody know the photos were there? Why would somebody hack his...
Who knows? How and why, I don't know. But there is a mystery.
There's a rat here.
There's
a rat here.
You know, a lot of celebrities, a lot of starlets have released pictures of themselves or leaked pictures of themselves out. But this guy has been in the media, and it's not always the best press surrounding him. So maybe he is involved. Who knows? But there's a mystery seller in Florida now that's shopping the pics, which are not nude, but they're personal. She's in her bathrobe. Yeah, stuff like that.
She's so
hot.
What? Yeah, but so what? Come on, grow up, will you please? What does Kristen Stewart look like in comparison to Sofia Vergara?
Let's just say Sofia Vergara has padding in all the
Miss
right places.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Right?
Va-va vroom, maybe.
She's va-va vroom, for va-va. Sure. Chris
vroom, vroom,
Stewart
vroom
definitely a little
cars.
More on the thin side.
Is she? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So they, Pattinson and Stewart, went to promote their new movie, and they were on separate trips, and then they came back to Hollywood and got back together again. Is that big news?
Oh, isn't that so sweet? They're back together again.
I want to know whether or not the deadheads that are left are going to fund the Jerry Garcia documentary. What would Jerry do is the question that filmmakers ask themselves through the discussion with the Garcia family. Jerry Garcia's daughters, Annabelle and Trixie, have entrusted a couple of men to create a memorial to their father. They've pledged their full support and participation in the production. The production has created an exciting rewards package that begins with having one's name added to the list of supporters at jerrythemovie.com for a $1 pledge. You can have your name added to the credits of the Jerry Garcia documentary. jerrythemovie.com. Other pledges for more money. You get T-shirts, posters, CDs, DVDs, box sets, tickets, because nobody wants to touch this. The usual Hollywood groups do not want to touch this movie. Why do you suppose that is?
Were you ever a deadhead?
No. There's a couple of Grateful Dead songs that I like.
I mean, because people used to follow him around the country, didn't they?
Right. They used to follow. This is one of the premier groups for being followed by groupies. Yeah. Hmm. As a matter of fact, I think the term groupie came about as a result of those who followed. They were considered part of the group and therefore groupies. If I remember that from that era. Speaking of music, Paul McCartney said over the weekend, "Don't blame Yoko." McCartney
Are we
says
still having this debate?
She had nothing to do with the breakup of the Beatles. She didn't break up the group. The group was breaking up, and it wasn't to do with her. A lot of people don't like her because they thought that she was pulling Lennon away, and that broke up the group, and yada, yada, yada. So for those of you who care, here's the business end of that story. Here's something that's going on in schools around the country, and I'm actually proud of the work and what I've said about this. So often people get lost in things. I have my causes, as many people on the air have their causes, and one of them has been head injuries. There's a crisis with those who are playing football, soccer, wrestling, boxing, and it's now becoming more and more documented. But for the attention that's being given now, I'm happy to say, on the high school level, the college level, is much more focused than it has been. In fact, in 164 schools that were surveyed here in Massachusetts, where I live, there was a distinct now fear that students have not been taken care of when they had a concussion. Some 3,000 students this fall during the football season have been hurt playing football and various other sports, mostly football, though most of the problem comes from football. But again, it's soccer, it's hockey, it's the wrestling, it is all of this stuff that leads to a head trauma and direct concussions. 76% of these, Jennifer, were not required.
Wow.
Not required to be reported. Therefore, they were not. I was looking at a private high school, let's see, two or three actually different private high schools, the students from grade 7 to 12, reporting really high numbers of, and these are inner city schools, high numbers, and the thinking is they don't have the proper helmets and the proper equipment as do some of the more wealthy suburban situations. They're using old helmets, and that isn't enough to protect your head.
So. Or, you know, as, you know, some of my, Fred Dreyer, who's does a show where I work during the day and former football player, his big thing is just teach the kids how to get hit. It's less about the helmet as about people don't know actually how to play football anymore. We're not teaching that. We're all in for the big hit, the big impact, the big, so that the crowd grunts. And, you know, kids need to be taught the real way to play football. And that's a really big element, I think, to this whole story.
Mm-hmm.
No one talks about that.
Yep. Maybe you're right about that. Anyway, something to be aware of. Have your children, if they're participating in these sports, man, do they need to be aware, and you need to be aware as well of what they're doing and what kind of equipment they have to protect themselves. This is one of the, you know, I'm not a fear-based guy, but this is something that would, if my son were playing, I didn't let him. He had a concussion. I think he had actually two. And I said, "You're done." And he didn't argue with me. And I think it was 3 weeks, and he got bashed around. And by the way, how is it that the coaches aren't watching this sort of thing? If you're a high school football coach or a college football coach, what's the matter with you? What is there about you're just pushing these kids? Why wouldn't a responsible coach have said to my son, "You know what, son? Or, you know what, Brendan? Maybe this isn't the right game for you." Why would he just leave him there? Isn't that totally irresponsible? Doesn't it feel that way to you?
I guess because they have a job to do. I think
what?
I mean, that's
let the kids get
job.
Hurt. That's their job. Let the kids get hurt.
I guess their
hurt.
Job is to coach more and make less medical decisions about their
really
their students. I don't know. I mean, I would just justify
that's,
it that
that's
way.
Lame. As much as I love you, it's, that's lame.
I think that's how people think, though.
Great. 800-510-8255. Shane's in Jackson, Tennessee. You think there's more of a problem with soccer than football, huh?
Yeah, I've got a friend of mine that's a sports doc, and he says that they get more injuries or more serious injuries coming in from soccer.
Because there's no protection at all. Imagine your child's head getting hit by a ball going 40-some-odd miles an hour.
Oh, yeah, I've got kids. One of my kids is a goalie, and sometimes you cringe, you know.
Why do you let them play if you're cringing?
Because we teach them, like you're saying, you know, I mean, you protect yourself. I think that's part of the problem, like Dwyer was saying. I don't know about the football. My wife would never let the kids play football. I played when I was a kid, and it didn't affect me at all. But
all right, we got it, Shane. All right, thanks for your comments. Always appreciate it. 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org. Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
800-510-8255. Okay, so the National Popular Vote Bill has been introduced. Do you know what this is all about? Have you heard the story about the National Popular Vote Bill?
Is this getting rid of the Electoral College?
Well, it doesn't say to get rid of. It actually says it preserves the Electoral College while, did I say that right? The Electoral College, while ensuring that every vote in every state matters in every presidential election.
Like
the National Popular Vote Law has been enacted by states possessing 132 electoral votes. That's 49% of the 270 electoral votes needed to activate it. And this is a concern because there are only 9 swing states that actually matter in the election this year. And so when you look at this and you understand how screwy this is, that it comes down to maybe even 7 states. They're a toss-up. Maybe even 5 states. I'm looking at arguments that the strategies being used by both sides. Okay, how are we going to get these states, or how are we going to get those states, the toss-up states? And so you look at the fact that California was the 9th state to enact this National Popular Vote Bill. And it is moving through Congress. And frankly, I hadn't heard any real conversation about this until last week, Jennifer. I don't know what you know about it.
I hadn't heard about it either.
Something to be, Jerry Brown agreed with it and he signed on to it. Yeah. So it's something, again, as we get into the election and get frustrated looking at these numbers, because you think your votes aren't going to count. Time to change it around.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
After the hour, there's a whole new era for new business startups that's been launched. The Congress passed the Jobs Act this year, which contains a new crowdfunding act. And I'm so into this because it is such an opportunity for so many businesses. Certain controversy, game changer for the entire American economy. That's how it's been described by some. So the Good Day program helping spread the word. For Bright Economic News, this is a daily feature now that we will present to you, Startup America News. Crowdfunding is the focus. Here's Mike Hayes.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Startup America News. Our unique daily news updates will feature crowdfund news, where you'll hear why experts across the country believe crowdfunding will usher in a new era of unprecedented affluence in America, and how you can cash in on this new economy advancement with an early mover advantage. Fasten your seatbelt. This is going to be a fast ride. Here's why this will affect most Americans.
I do think that crowdfunding, more broadly defined, so under the new law but also under the existing law, I think it will have a really dramatic effect on our economy, because right now most investors who are not accredited investors, which is probably about maybe 96% of the population, we don't have much choice of where to put our money. So if any money we have to invest, whether it's our retirement account or just any money we have to invest, is leaving our communities and going to Wall Street and not really helping our economy necessarily, we'll start to see a major change in where people are putting their money, and money will get pulled out of Wall Street and will create tons and tons of jobs. So I think it really will be a major change.
Jenny Casson should know. She's an attorney who has been helping startups raise money for years. She explained why everyday people will be participating in crowdfunding, whether you may be, one, interested in funding the next big thing, or two, if you're an entrepreneur with a big idea who needs money, like Steve McGowan, creator of Remy, the lucid dreaming sleep mask, who needed only $35,000 to manufacture it, but who raised 20 times the amount that he asked for online.
Our financial goal when we launched Remy was $35,000, which we thought, you know, was an achievable, maybe a little bit optimistic goal for something that not a lot of people even know about. We met our funding goal in 12 hours, and by the time we wrapped up, you know, we had done almost 20 times what we had originally asked. Our Kickstarter total was $572,000, I believe.
This fundraising just happened, and he's not alone. Debbie Sterling and her small group of friends are recent college grads who wanted to fund a new product idea. Goldie Blocks is a building toy for girls to boost their interest in mechanical engineering. When I reached Debbie by phone, they were already well on their way to crowdfunding success.
Our goal is $150,000, which is what we need to do our first production run. And right now we're at $136,000.
How long did it take to reach the $136,000 mark?
4 days.
That was then. By today, they have raised nearly $278,000 and are just another example of why so many top professionals are convinced that crowdfunding is the most exciting financial news in the past 70 years. In closing, here is your new crowdfunding to-do list. You should visit StartupAmericaNews.org to learn more and receive free updates about the hottest crowdfunding trends. There you'll find a crowdfund-news.com button. Click on it so you can discover how anyone can now have the same crowdfunding access to raise money for any deserving project. The rapid expansion of crowdfunding will bring controversy with it, especially from people who are not early adopters of new trends. Remember, controversy does not mean something's wrong, just controversial. Those who can embrace the controversy and gain some understanding of the benefits of crowdfunding will have almost unlimited opportunities ahead. Tomorrow, you'll meet another crowdfunding professional. This one will help me explain why media leverage may be the key to the great American economic recovery. Thanks for joining StartupAmericaNews.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.